What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State and sometimes Eddie updates on running his running adventures. Eddie Greeter III, your host for the Purple Project Podcast. It's Kansas State Podcast, all things K-State. Yes, so this episode pertains to me and what is going on this weekend. Back to the grind. But another race coming up for me this weekend, which is going to be Rock the Parkway in Kansas City. Yep, yours truly back at it again. After this is going to be my third half marathon already in 2023. Of course, this is this was originally supposed to be the kind of gold marathon pace and whatnot, but that was 2 weeks ago at the Liberty Half Marathon with all those hills. You know, I didn't realize, you know, I used to do my NASCAR podcast, or back then when it was an actual, just a focus on a sports show. It was not really it was a NASCAR show, but with NASCAR, and then you had other sports. I can't remember. It seems like a decade ago, but I did my podcast in Liberty, Missouri. When I was there, when we were living in Kansas City for that 1 year, and I did not realize, well, I should have, but I was even in running then than I am right now. But all those hills, my goodness, I finished 22nd overall in fourth in age group, missed the podium by a spot. I was not looking at an age group award, just like John Brown a while back, or a couple months ago now anyways, but John Brown, I was just looking to, I think for me going into this race here, Rocket Parkway, which I've never done this race before, apparently this draws the most, because you're going to see all the fast runners at this place, and I'm looking forward to cutting loose a little bit. It's pretty much similar to what John Brown was, but the other thing is that it's all asphalt now and not trails. So I'm not a trail runner by any means, but I've been putting up some decent numbers on trail. Now originally I was supposed to train. Now I am training for Grandma's Marathon. I am still in having that, and luckily with what I've been doing going back since I started the cycle, I'm jumping all over the place. All right, so Rock the Parkway, I recently signed up to do the Heartland 39.3, right? Or 39.3, right? Which is one of the challenges for KC Running Company. So they have these three races, right? Liberty first, which I did that. I've run out some pretty tough courses. I've set this on multiple fronts when talking about my race, my running races, right? I have set this on multiple fronts, right? I've ran some pretty tough courses, including the marathon courses. but Liberty, man, you're not getting a break, especially on these hills. But luckily, man, just, you know, running around here in Manhattan, Kansas, you see hills as well. And people think Kansas is flat. No. Including around here, no. You're gonna get your share. At least for me, I don't think it went terrible as I think. I did pretty well, considering the fact that's not my time. It is not even close to my fastest time. So I'm looking forward to hitting my fastest time. Hopefully this weekend. I don't have really too many. I'm not trying to put too much expectation into it. But the main thing, yes, is to finish the thing. And, yeah, and hopefully it'll be similar to John Brown, maybe even a little faster. So I'm a little bullish heading into Saturday. I'm really looking forward to going over there and running that course. Of course, part of that course was, I believe, for the Plaza 10K, if I'm not mistaken there. I know they say it was flat, but there were some hill spots though. you can't say it's all flat and then see that's what promoters getting it wrong, because you can't say it's all flat when there is some little bit of rolling action in there. I know for a fact, coming up on, I think it was mile 3 of the Plaza 10K last fall, I know you had to go, KC got some good, decent hills now. Let's get twisted. I did a KC marathon, or Garmin marathon, not last fall, but the year before that one, because I did Dallas, obviously, last fall. And you listeners do know, we did the little series called Road to Dallas, right? And how brutal that course was, right? KC, I think Dallas is more brutal because the consistent elevation change, I think, compared to KC, the marathon, right? So, like I said, I ran some tough courses, and Liberty is definitely ranks up there. But I didn't think it was terrible because the fact that I'm used to running the hills out here. I know there's some steeper spots, especially I know there's one on the backside of the course, and then coming back to the campus, to William Jewell College campus, and then there was one earlier. I know there's one in the middle that you just go on a consistent climb, steep climb. So yeah, they finished inside the top 25. 22nd overall in the Liberty half, and then, yeah, 4th in age group, yeah, something like that. So, hopefully, going in here, I'm really bullish going in here. I'm going to cut it loose a little bit, just like John Brown. So, we'll see how it all shakes out on Saturday, but the most important thing, get out of here, get out of this race, healthy as I can, and get ready for my last half, which is part of the Heartland 39.3 series, which is the Garmin Oz Half Marathon. I've not ran any of these, so this is kind of a fresh perspective, kind of mixing it up a little bit this year and not doing the same thing, right? So Liberty's in the books, now trying to get after this. The Rocky Parkway, which is the most popular, you're going to see, it's pretty much going to be like a marathon, like atmosphere, but it's a half, right? So that's kind of what I'm treating it as there. So yeah, I'm pretty pumped up about it and continuing to meet new folks along the way. I recently just got accepted into the KC running team officially. So doesn't feel. I mean, yeah, it's exciting stuff, man. Exciting stuff. And hey, I mean, I'm still in deep roots with the Manhattan Running Company here, with the running community here in Manhattan, no question. But I've all of a sudden made a second big family, huge family in the KC Running Company. Shout out to both running companies here on this podcast course here in Manhattan, Kansas, the Manhattan Running Company as well. So, I mean, it's exciting stuff to continue to meet folks. Obviously, my brother's running is continuing to run as well. And I made a little wager recently on him on that. I'll explain that next week. And I'm actually going to have him on my other podcast coming up. So I gotta let him know about that. But anyways, point being, yeah, Rock the Parkway this weekend. I'm really excited to get out here and let loose. I know there was... shout out to the folks that finished the Tallgrass Tribute last weekend. I know originally I had planned on possibly running my race around that instead of doing the Grandma's. I couldn't pass up an opportunity to run the iconic Grandma's Marathon. So I am doing that. I am in training. Yes, I am in training for that. So I was supposed to do a trail race. I was going to, but... But Grandma's came calling because two friends of mine did Grandma's last June, and they really loved it. So, and of course, why not? Why go out there? You only live once. Go out there. Let's get this thing done. I'll explain a little bit more down the line as we get even closer, because this is the halfway point of the training cycle for me as it goes for Grandma's Marathon coming up. But yeah, so I'm excited. I'm getting excited about it. Of course, looking to get finally to get over that hump for my goal of sub 3. So we'll see how it all shakes out as it gets closer and closer. But yeah, I know Boston is around the corner as well in, what, 2 weeks, something like that? A little less than that? That's crazy. Crazy stuff. I know, again, several folks that are going to be doing the Boston Marathon and on Patriots Day coming up here in another week and a half, something like that. So, wow, crazy how time flies. Yeah, Boston coming up. Before that, though, for some of us, we're going to be doing Rock the Parkway, and then there's another week off, and then the finale of this challenge is I'm in the middle of doing the Heartland 39.3, which is the Garmin Oz Half. So, exciting stuff there. Before that, Garmin Oz Half, the big Boston coming up there as well. Looking forward to tracking my friends that are doing that over there. So, exciting times in the running company here. And, of course, congratulations again to those who finished the Talk Rats Tribute. Okay, I should probably finish that real quick before we sign off. Talk Rats Tribute, for those who don't know, it's a race that started a couple years ago. Just recently, it's a new race that features the 14K. A buddy of mine won that. The 20-miler and the 50K, which is held out here. You can't see. You have to go online and look at the Konza, right? Konza Prairie, right? Tough course, especially if you got to do loops. It's a loop course, especially if you got to do the 50K. And I did the 50K, inaugural 50K, 2 years ago now. Came in top three, right? So originally I thought about doing that along with possibly doing the 50K of down in Ottawa. I was going to do that, but things change on the fly. So maybe it's all depending on what the result of Grandma's is for me. We'll see. Everything kind of hinges around that, and we'll have to just plan on that. But yeah, just want to put that out there. Yes, it's 3 race, 14K, it's 8.5, just a little over that. Then the 20-miler, and then your 50K. I believe the same person went back to back in the 50K this over the weekend as well. Held off the person who won the inaugural 50K that I was a part of as well. So yeah, I want to do dip and dive into other races that I haven't done. So and haven't done Liberty before. Thought it was going to be a challenge, and I successfully conquered the challenge. So this is another challenge heading up here to do the Rock the Parkway. I'm really excited getting out there and getting after it on that course in Kansas City, Ward Parkway. Looking forward to it, folks. And that's part of my training resume here. So basically this one, and not next week, but the week after, will be my last scheduled half. So it'll be no more halves. That is including not doing my favorite half, which is the Bill Snyder Half Marathon. I can't do it because it will be too close, and that would be too close to the big race in Minnesota, Duluth, Minnesota, the Grandma's Marathon. So, but I will be doing the 5K. I will be doing that. So I'm really excited for the 5K, Bill Snyder 5K coming up. So looking forward to all that. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. Find it wherever you get your podcast. Your first time listening, thank you for finding us. Next thing you have to do, even if you're not a K-State fan, love what you're hearing, definitely make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify. I will be chatting more coming up about my training here. I know it's a little different from where I update you guys constantly on the road to Dallas when I was getting ready for the Dallas Marathon. That, you can still find that, archives of that. So make sure if you want to know how I did on that, you go back and check those episodes out as well. So I will be getting you updated a little bit more as it's getting more closer and closer. As I just said to you guys, this marks the halfway point of the training cycle for me and me getting ready for this Rock the Parkway Half Marathon, part of the Heartland series that I'm participating in here this weekend in Kansas City. Well, not here necessarily, but here, you know what I mean, here in KC. But I rambled on long enough. Appreciate you guys again. And if you like what you're hearing, Feel free to rate us and or leave us a review. We do not take 1 or 2 stars. Don't do it. If you do that, this is not the podcast for you, especially if you're not a K-State fan. But if you are a K-State fan and you're doing that, shame on you. But anyways, we're taking 3, 4, 5 stars only, folks. But that is going to do it on the special edition of the Pearl Project Podcast Daily Edition, EG3 Running Edition style, getting ready for the Rock the Parkway half this weekend. Casey, I will definitely update you guys. I will have an episode next week on how I did and, of course, continue the prowess of Grandma's training. Yeah, and by the way, yeah, last week was the most miles I've done in quite a while. Pretty excited about that. How I finished that. Pretty excited about that. It's been a while since I've gotten close to 60 miles there as well. So I've been hovering around 40 to 50. I've been consistently around there. Consistently. It's nice to get up there in age. Get up, not age. Oh, gosh. Well, that too. Not that too. But it's nice every once in a while. It's nice to get out there to outside of your running range a little bit. So I was excited about that. All right, time to wrap things up. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State in EG3 running style. We'll talk to you in the next edition. Go Cats.